As Jimmy Roy tells it, there was a time in the 1950s and 60s when he owned the town of Braddock, Pennsylvania, located just downriver from Pittsburgh. But not everyone in Braddock remembers those days.
How you doing?
You know me?
Huh?
You know me?
No, I do not.
Jay Roy.
My name is Clifton Nelson.
Okay, you're not from around here, right?
Yes, I am. Clifton Lamont Nelson, Jr.
And you don't know Jay Roy? And you still own all this property here?
No, sir.
Automobile business and everything, you know?
No, sir.
Okay. You used to own the car lot over here, own this building here, own that house over here.
Yes.
You know? Own the Dillinger building, the furniture stores down here, the two furniture stores.
Okay.
I own the Chicken Shack. Uh-huh. You know the Chicken Shack on Fifth Street?
I think I know of it.
Yeah.
I think I know of it.
And I forget what else I own.
Back then, Braddock was known as the Valley's greatest shopping center. On Saturdays, people would come from all over, and the sidewalks were jammed with shoppers. Then the steel mills started shutting down. People moved away. Suburban malls sprang up, and no one came to Braddock anymore.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
By the mid-70s, Braddock was becoming a ghost town. It was about this time that filmmaker Tony Buba featured Jimmy Roy in one of his short documentaries on Braddock. That's Jimmy there singing. The occasion was the grand opening of Jay Roy's flea market and new and used furniture store. His other businesses had died. It was Jimmy's last stand.
You must have showered.
What's so good about this building is we have a drive-in ramp where we can hold about 50 used cars up there. In the future plan, we're going to put a drive-in used car lot plus a drive-in used and new furniture store upstairs. The nice thing about it is people be able to drive right in, get out of their car, look at some used cars, look at antiques, look at new furniture, and look at used furniture. And I really believe that this time I've struck on something that people really need and that I think will have no problem here in making it go. And I believe after that it's going to be easy street. I really believe that Saturday is going to be a mark a big day in my life. The grand opening of the Jay Roy flea market and new and used furniture.
Pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
Today, the street sign at the corner of Verona and Braddock Avenue, where the store was located, is so rusted out it can't be read. Jay Roy's flea market and new and used furniture didn't quite live up to Jimmy's expectations.
I bet everything I had. I bet my last penny, what I could borrow and everything else. I bet it on this town. I bought everything. I stretched myself out for the last penny. I bet on it. I had no fear. But then when I saw, I had to face reality, that there was no one, everyone started to be scared to come to the town. You can't sell people who don't come into town. So I figured I better get out while I can get out alive. So I did.
So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
I go along with Shakespeare. Nothing is good or bad except thinking makes it so. Or the so-called words of Jesus, he says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. They must have knew something.
These days, if you're looking for Jimmy Roy, chances are you'll find him at the Plaza restaurant just over the hill from Braddock. The Plaza is sort of like Jimmy's office. It's located in a 1960s strip mall next to a Shop and Save. It's the kind of family place with racks of pies in a glass case by the front door, and where waitresses and their daughters work side by side. Jimmy Roy sits in a booth in the back of the smoking section. He's dressed in a white fedora, a white linen jacket with a maroon silk handkerchief, a colorful tie with a diamond stick pin, and black and white alligator skin shoes. He's wearing 5 diamond-studded gold necklaces, 2 gold bracelets on each wrist, and he has diamond rings on every finger.
Well, these are some of the things I pick up when I sell right off my hand. This is a little cluster men's pinky ring. It's another cluster index ring. They're not the most expensive, but they're diamonds. And this is another cluster, and this is an emerald. Yeah, that's my store now.
That's the store. I operate my store. There's no overhead there. I don't have to pay rent.
This kind of change of fortune, going from owning virtually half of Braddock to hustling jewelry from a restaurant booth, is the sort of thing that might crush other men. Not Jimmy Roy. He steeled himself against hardship with a philosophy of salesmanship. It's more like a philosophy of life that he's been refining for decades.
I think it's the mind. I personally think I'm so convinced after 42 years of some studying your mind that the mind is the most important thing we have. The mind is a directing force, and the thinking is responsible for where you're going. Whether you're going successful, whether you're going to be a failure.
To Jimmy, it's all very simple. You tell yourself who you want to be, what you want to be. And if you do these positive visualizations long enough, great things will happen to you. It goes like this.
In the morning, early in the morning, when you rise, you feed yourself great thoughts such as concentration, peace, poise, non-resistance, achievement, vitality, strength, life, youth. You feed yourself these thoughts before you leave the house, and don't concern yourself about how these thoughts are going to manifest the beauty that you'll receive from planting the great thoughts in your mind. No more than you would be concerned about planting a tomato seed. Once you plant it, you're unconcerned. You know you planted nice dirt, nice ground. You know that you will receive your tomatoes. To control your thinking is to control your life. Control your success. I'm wondering on the phone.
Okay.
Excuse me.
His regular customers reach him on the plaza's payphone to set up appointments.
Yeah, that'd be fine. What time? Between 10 and 11, that'll be fine. Right. I'm glad you called. I'm glad you're all right. And we were worried sick about you.
Jimmy got his start in sales at the age of 22 in the used car business. Just home from World War II, he was determined to stay out of the steel mills where he worked as a teenager and where most of his friends were headed. He quit his first sales job after just a week because his dealership was ripping off customers. He's tried to be more honest. He's been a salesman for 54 years.
Hi, sweetheart. How you doing?
On the way out of the plaza, Jimmy stops to admire a baby.
Besides being beautiful, how do you feel? You look great. You look great. You look good. You look like a good girl.
It's an old salesman trick. Win over the parents by flattering their kids.
I'm going to give her lucky. May I give her a lucky dollar?
Put in our piggy bank.
Put in your piggy bank?
Well, your horsey bank.
Does she chew bubble gum? I get bubble gum. Yes, that makes me feel so damn good. It's unexplainable, you know. I make a baby smile. It makes me feel so great. Honest to God, it.
Jimmy drives a gray 1990 Lincoln Town Car, loaded up with boxes full of bubblegum and fruit, exactly for moments like this. He calls them his giveaways. His dashboard is plastered with scraps of paper printed with motivational aphorisms.
You are very fortunate if you have learned that the most certain way to get is to first give. Yeah, choosing to develop an intelligent love of yourself and all of mankind will motivate you to accomplishments above and beyond your expectations. Maintain a positive mental attitude to achieve mental and physical health and to live a longer life. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. And see, all we gotta do is accent the positive.
For years, Jimmy Roy has given motivational seminars where he preaches his philosophy of life. Recently, about 70 people packed the back room at the Plaza restaurant to hear him give the latest version, entitled The Secret of Being Rich and Happy. He also gave the seminar to salesmen at Parkway Ford, an auto dealership just up the road from the plaza. Today, he's back to hand out some cufflinks.
That's a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And to see how his motivational talk went over.
It was a very, very inspirational speech, very, very motivating. And the guy's been rocking ever since. Sales went up. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
It's a little hard to tell whether these salesmen are sincere or whether they're just humoring Jimmy. But they seem to truly like him. And why wouldn't they? The proof is in the numbers. sales at Parkway Ford did in fact increase by 10% after Jimmy's seminar.
You know, what's some of the things that he taught us was, I am peace, I am harmony, I am goodwill, I am
voice.
I am law, I am order.
I'm spiritual.
I am spiritual, I'm vitality, I'm understanding, I'm successful.
It's working great.
He comes back, man. We're pumped up.
You're all pumped up when pumped you up. When you leave the house. Without a doubt. So you feed the mind. The mind is the dynamo that supplies the power.
Exactly.
Your thinking is the directing force of that power. When you have all these things being directed, it's impossible to fail. You cannot fail.
That's right.
Naturally, as he leaves Parkway Ford, there's business to do. One of the car salesmen wants to look at an engagement ring.
That's a marquee in the center, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a wide band.
With the wide band. We have that.
Jimmy does deals like this because after 54 years as a salesman, it's who he is. He has to sell. When he tried to quit a few years back, he says he nearly lost his mind.
Well, that seems to be a sure sell there, because he inquired about it before, and he seems to be very sincere. I can generally tell when it's a sell. I just look at them and I study. It's being that there's only one mind in the universe. His mind and my mind are identical. And if I concentrate hard enough, I can walk right into his mind and feel what he's thinking. It's a great advantage not to be abused, but to be used.
So you're saying you can actually read his mind?
Many times. If you concentrate hard enough, you can reach right in there and feel whether he's telling you the truth or he's lying. I believe that all of us have that, but very few use it.
Jimmy says he'd like to take his seminar, The Secret of Being Rich and Happy, on the road. He's writing a book by the same name, though he has no publisher. Of course, Jimmy's philosophy hasn't actually made him rich. And as I hung around him, I kept trying to figure out a polite way to ask him about this. Jimmy, there's a question I've been wanting to ask you for a while that's been bothering me a little bit. The name of your seminar and the name of the book you're working on is The Secret of Being Rich and Happy. But, you know, with all due respect, you're not rich.
Well, I think I'm one of the richest men in the world. I'm so abundantly blessed that in more respects than money. I have money, I have some money, and I have health and happiness with me. I have things that money can't buy.
Why don't you call it The Secret of Being Happy?
Well, because you're rich when you are happy. We could use that title, but that seemed to come from within me, the secret of becoming rich and happy. Well, I'll tell you the truth. Another reason why I use the word rich, I'm going to be very honest. Most people desire to be rich. So when I figured that would sell more books, to be very honest with you, by them seeing how The Secret of Becoming Rich and Happy, I believe it'll sell more books.
But somehow I can't believe that you wouldn't want to be more wealthy, that you wouldn't want to be rich.
Oh, excuse me. I never said I didn't want personal wealth. I think you misunderstood me. I like to have enough like I have now to live comfortable and to eat good and to have a nice place to stay. And I like money in my pocket, I like to give, and I have that. And I don't think there's a richer man in the world than I am, as far as the state of mind is concerned. I believe I have the best state of mind in the universe, in my honest to God's opinion.
By and large, Jimmy does seem genuinely happy. Ask anyone in Braddock. Filmmaker Tony Buba, who's known him just about all his life, says he's never seen Jimmy down. But consider this, the philosophy that's made Jimmy happy maybe one of the things that's kept him from being rich. Tony says the reason Jimmy isn't wealthy is because he's too honest.
What I think is he doesn't have that thievery in him. Because I think if he had that thievery, if he had that edge of not really caring about other people, then he probably could have been a millionaire.
I could have probably been a multimillionaire if I wanted to go the wrong way. Because I had the opportunity to cheat people in the automobile business and the different businesses I had. But I never would be comfortable. I think I would have been a very poor, what they call a poor rich man.
People might think, oh, Jimmy, but nobody is really, nobody will walk away from the man. You know, he has a lot of friends and everybody likes him. Because he's never cheated anybody.
Well, the very thought of you. The very thought of you. And I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do.
Our final stop is Morey's Lounge, an upscale piano bar near downtown Pittsburgh. Jimmy comes here to have a few drinks, to listen to Shirley, who's been playing the lounge for almost 20 years, and every once in a while to sing a song.
To me, that's everything. The mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moment goes till I am near to you.
It's tempting to see salesmen like Jimmy Roy as kind of tragic Willie Loman characters. But here at Morey's Lounge, people recognize Jimmy. They call him Diamond Jim. He chats with Shirley. He chats with the bartender. His philosophy seems to be working. He looks as happy as a man can be.
I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king. As foolish though it may seem, to me that's everything. The mere idea of you, the longing here for you, you'll never know how slow.